Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Lioness Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Leanne.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steph.
And we're all here today for the 17th episode. Can you believe, girls, we've been going like for 17 episodes?
No.
It's kind of crazy, especially for us with our crazy, you know, minds and headspaces we've been in this year. So we've managed it, you know, and we've got a few more weeks to go before the end of the year. So let's hope we can keep it up. And today we wanted to speak about the soul and maybe like the journey of the soul and what are we here and why are we here and what is our soul and
where did it come from?
Exactly. So pondering all the big questions, and of course we are just going to be speaking on our opinions and our experiences and to take what you will from that. So we're not here to be, you know, saying this is how it is, and
yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, you know, just like everyone. So it's good just to put out what resonates with us, and you can take what you will and what resonates with you. So yeah, the soul, big subject. Where to even begin, girls?
It's your consciousness.
It's the core being of why you're here, maybe.
No, I mean, it's actually, you know, your awareness of your, what's happening.
Yeah, so expand on that, so if you want.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're awake and remembering something.
Yeah. There's so many, I believe that there's so many parts that, like, build up what we're made of, and the soul is sort of the part that, that made it happen. In a way, yeah, like the observer of what is happening. But I do think, like, we take on more, don't we? We take on different things that help us almost forget that we're the soul, you know, because it's to experience that brand new experience here. So we come here as this all-knowing soul, but we completely forget. We almost come in with amnesia, right? Exactly. So that's always interesting to look at. So when we begin to realize, like, we that there is this something in us, this what we call a soul, that has, that knows more and resonates with a much more than the experience that you know alone, it's really eye-opening and fascinating when you start going on this journey, the journey of discovering your soul. And
yeah, I think you'll find as well how when you start going on the journey, how much it resonates with you. Because I think, I know from my personal experience, you hear this talk when you're not connected to your soul, when you're not, you know, fully aware.
Yeah.
When you have that amnesia, that it's like, yeah, whatever, you're just chatting. What do people, woo-woo?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then, yeah, once you start that journey, like, it just makes total sense.
Yeah, because you, I remember thinking exactly like that. Yeah, like when you look back to how you used to think, it's almost like a different person.
Yeah.
Because you just didn't understand, like, what are those people talking about? Crystals.
Yeah.
And energy and what, you know?
Yeah.
I think it always makes sense that there's a soul, though, you know?
Yeah.
Even when you're younger.
People do talk, you know, about your soul, you know.
It sort of makes sense.
In almost any faith, you know.
Yeah.
It's called soul, even. I
think that you can mistaken, like, well, what I feel like I'm mistaken for my soul for most of my life is just my ego mind. So I think a lot of people mistake their ego mind for their soul. Like, what's inside me is my soul, but you forget there's that ego that's not a part of your soul. The ego came in to help you with the amnesia part, you know, to help you forget, help you navigate on this planet, program, whatever it is you want to call it, that we, where we are, so we can
have a brand new experience.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have that sort of, it's like this gentle energy underneath that ego, that I believe is the soul. So I totally feel the same as you, is that I just didn't, I guess I just thought, okay, whatever's in me, that's my soul. And if I have these certain morals, or, you know, like you'd hear things like, oh, they sold their soul for that job, or, you know. And I used to think, oh, I would never sell my soul, as in I would never break my moral compass, you know. And that's sort of how I saw selling your soul. And I kind of think it's a bit different now, because obviously that having the judgment and all, and that moral compass and the judgment that that comes with, that is the ego. It's just the other spectrum of the ego, because the ego has the polarity. So you've got like the bad and the good, you know. And I found my ego would often go with that, you know, hero mentality, that good mentality, that, you know. And then you do get the some people who want to play the bad guy. It's all, I don't feel like that's the soul, that's the egos playing with each other, you know. And I
the
think
the soul's almost more like, I don't want to say indifference, but it's, there's just that zero judgment. So there's just, it's just, it's that peace. It's no one extreme or the other.
Yeah. And when you go into meditation and you're able to connect with that peace, it's, oh, mind blowing. And you really do, you really are able to release, like, even just maybe feelings you're holding and judgments you're holding toward yourself, you know, and being able to go into that place, that soul presence, knowing that it's just love and there is no judgment, there is no good and bad, there's just what is, you know, and it's an experience. And everything we're experiencing, I believe that it's, we call upon that experience to us. Our soul calls upon to have that experience in order to help us learn something that we're wanting to learn from a soul level. So obviously, having lived many lives as a soul, there's certain, like, I believe that there must be certain things your soul comes into this life wanting to achieve, you know. So then you're going to get these, like, your, I, that's why I believe the soul calls certain experiences into your life, certain people into your life, right? Because then it's able to play out that experience, and that other person and whatever it be can play the role to help you learn that lesson, you know. And in the same time, you normally would pair with someone who can also benefit from the transaction or the relationship, you know, and they can also learn from a soul level something that they need to learn on their journey. I really believe it's like nothing's a coincidence. Like, coming, me and Kelly both coming in as sisters, not a coincidence. Me and Kelly meeting you at this time in our lives, right on our, at the beginning of our awakening and the beginning of your awakening, and we all came into each other's lives. I just, I believe it's meant to be. The soul called each other into the situation.
Yeah, like,
you
two are my prime example whenever I think about, you know,
how manifesting works, how things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Fate is a thing, destiny is a thing.
I think the more in tune with your soul you become, the more awake you become, you notice these little meetings and stuff a lot more.
Yeah.
You understand that nothing is a coincidence, and, you know, even just the minutest little thing is, like, meant to happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And
even if it's like someone you met once and you never see them again, you know, but you had an exchange, something was meant, like, that something in that exchange.
Yeah. If you never forget that person who you just met that one time.
Yeah.
Why do I still think about them? You know, they had an impact on you for a reason. It's not
exactly
just a 2D, almost.
And it
ghost.
Could even be to the point of, as well, keeping you, pushing you into situations or taking you away from situations. So, like, there's definitely been times in my life where I'm like, wow, if like, this is just a hypothetical, because I can't think of a real example, but, like, say if I was going somewhere, I needed to be there at 10 o'clock, but then something happened where like I ran into an old friend or something, and then they ended up telling me all this stuff, but I couldn't get away because it was like, I, you know, it would have been rude or something. And then I end up being half an hour late only to find that there was a massive accident that I would have been involved in having I been on time.
Yeah.
You know, and that friend, it was like they just came almost to, you know, just to stumble that, or like it could be a stranger, but like the soul would have like called them in, you know, because of they're trying to just pull you into another path or more onto the right track, you know, that makes sense.
It's like another example with everything that's been going on here. Obviously, we've had a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And, there was that time when, you know, everything was going wrong, going shit. We're like, this is it. This is everything's over with.
Yeah.
And on a whim, I thought, oh, I really, it was on Tuesday and I was in town. I think we were meeting to do this anyway. And I wanted to apologize to my yoga teacher because I didn't think I'd be able to afford to go to class anymore.
Yeah.
So I went when class finished. And by chance, she was staying behind to have a cup of tea with a girl named Bryony, who I'd met at the weekend, who is a Reiki master.
Oh.
Bumped into Bryony, got talking with her, and she said, oh, I do a Reiki circle. Here's my card. Come to the Reiki circle. Went to that last night for the first time.
Oh, so cool.
She said, what a chance meeting. That, you know, and I feel like that's then propelling me into this, you know, Reiki world. That
yeah, exactly.
Now I meet more like-minded, like fellow Reiki
was there
masters.
Quite a lot of people at there
no few people four people couldn't make it, but Lizzie from the shop over the road,
oh, was she there?
She's there. She's
I'm not surprised actually,
so
because she does like she does something like with clients in her back room.
Yeah,
oh, that's so
it's
cool.
Just one of those, you know, by chance, you know,
but it's like a calling, a soul calling, basically, like it's pulling you onto the path that you're destined for, you know, and putting the people there that can inspire you, can help you on that, you know. Anything you want to add, Kel? Sorry about the phones going off in the background, guys.
It's Bryony.
Oh, that's funny. Talk of the devil. But yeah, so the journey of the soul is like we're still discovering and uncovering our own journeys, but it's definitely something I would encourage you guys to really spend some time sitting with this realization and really thinking back over times where maybe your path has been divinely guided by your own soul, you know, really, because when you're able to connect the dots almost, then it all starts to just feel like it's making sense. And it's basically, in other words, resonate with you on a deeper level. And then I feel like you're almost inviting the soul to play like a more important role, you know, to almost override the ego. And I feel like the more you sort of do practices like things like meditation, yoga, cards, divinations, Reiki, all these things, I really truly believe is a quieting of the ego and a welcoming of the soul, you know. I really see in such a short period of time where I've been a little bit, because you know, we're all going through our ascension, we're all going through our shit, and it's a hard time to be on the planet right now. Not gonna deny that, but even from just the little bit of work I've been doing, like obviously I've been doing cards for quite a while, but I've really picked up on the meditation, and just I notice these things more, I feel the soul more, and I feel almost softer when I'm in that soul mindset, like, or vibration, I guess would be better way to put it, and it almost quiets the ego for me. So I find you almost become the more in tune with the soul you get, the more aware you become of the ego.
Mm.
So, like, when the ego triggers come up, you really notice them. Like, whoa, what was that reaction that I just had? Like, what the fuck? Like, that was a bit uncalled for, because it's, like, the programs that you're, like, beating out of you.
Yeah, and then it's easier, you know, when, you know, you have those acknowledgements, so it's easy to sort of, or easier.
Yeah, because the awareness.
Much quicker.
Yeah,
it doesn't consume you.
It's like, as soon as you become aware, that's a pattern, that's the ego, that's a program, as soon as you become aware, it almost just completely takes power away from it.
Yeah
So that's a top tip, of just being aware of what is, because you can also mistaken the ego for intuition.
No, I think the more aware you are, the more you realise what is your true self and what is
exactly. So, like, tuning into just the subtleties of it is really going to help you on your path. So then you can
what actually makes you feel good is your true self. You know, we're not really taught that to follow. We're taught to follow the rules, which are upside down.
Yeah, if you was to take away, like, everything you've been sort of taught in society from a child,
what you really think, it's not what you've been taught.
And that's again why I was saying earlier about how the ego, you know, it's, you can easily mistake that for the soul with your morals and your beliefs, and that's what you've been taught, that's what you've been brought up with, that is the ego. The soul comes in neutral, it's non-judgmental. You know, it's very foreign to the way most humans are interacting and behaving.
When you're a kid, you follow your intuition and you're told off, you know, you're punished for it. So then you teach yourself to override that. And that's what the programs are, essentially.
Exactly. And we all sort of program each other as we come in, you know. And I think what I would say is that first time, so obviously being we're millennials, and I would say, is it Generation Z?
Yeah.
They, I reckon, are coming in way more woke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the with us, the millennials, it was a way slower process, and we were mostly formed with indigo children, so most of like the woke millennials, a lot of us came in as indigos. And the indigos, they come here on a mission to fight for change, to push for change, to really kick and scream until the flipping change happens, you know. And I think the next generation, they're like the opposite, as in they're not here for the fighting. It's a, this is how I am. You change with us or you go.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, we're sensitive, we're not pushing anyone to change, this is how it is, this is how we want to live, this is how we feel, we're very sensitive, and people have to change. So they're coming in with things like autism and stuff, and you cannot force an autistic child to live in this way that's been set for the last 100 years, you know. You have to work around them and their sensitivities, and it's forcing us to step out of these programs and, like, move in the direction that these new energies are coming. The children are being born in with these energies. Like, we see it here running a vegan restaurant, how many children with allergens, you know, come in. So many kids are born with allergens, it's unreal. They are coming in saying no to the toxic food. No, no, no. Generally, when you go down a path of having given birth to a very spiritual child, then you are, I've seen with my own eyes that the parents naturally tend to go more that way too. Mm. So it starts with an allergen. Like, take our friend Letitia. Her son was born, her first son. He was born with an allergen to eggs and milk, I think, or maybe just milk.
It was just dairy.
Yeah, so with dairy. And she was just like a normal eats meat and dairy person. But then she happened to then have to seek out places that had no dairy, because he was highly allergic, and then she was breastfeeding. So then she ended up, you know, coming in here. She's, you know, she ends up going vegan. When you go vegan, you end up, your mind opens up so much. And the most important thing I think about when people go vegan is that they realize I've been lied to my whole life. You know, if this is a lie, then what else are they lying about? Like, what else
To realize that everything.
Yeah, like, what else am I being told that's true that's not true? You know, and you really start to question, like, everything you've been brought up on, everything you've been told to believe, and that sort of sets the awakening on. So that's where I feel like these children are coming in and they're waking up their parents. It's like a domino effect. You know, and that's why it's so important that people from wherever you are on your spiritual path and journey, it's so important that you speak out about it, you know, continue on the path, speak with your friends, your family. Maybe if you don't feel comfortable doing that, make a blog post, make a YouTube, be like us on the podcast, because everything you have to share is of value, and you never know how that is going to help other people.
Yeah, you don't know what seeds you're planting in people's
exactly
minds. Like, I do the same with my family. I just chat at them. I know it doesn't make any sense to them, and they'll just sort of roll their eyes at me, but slowly I see it starting to take effect, you know.
Yeah.
My mum's always talking about manifesting and, you know.
Exactly.
Like
it becomes
slowly
a part of their
yeah.
language,
yeah.
and then they start to see the world in a more energetic way.
Yeah.
And that's sort of really, I think, what we're trying to get everyone at a point of is, like, let's, if, you know, if you don't want to get woohoo, you know, if you don't really want to meditate and you don't want to dive fully into it yet, then just start with the understanding of energy and how it works and how we're all made of it and how we can use and manipulate in a good sense the energies around us to create the life we want, to create things in the world we want to see, you know, and change, most importantly, promoting change and growth of the human existence, you know, because when things are stagnant, this is when things go bad, you know. It's like the apple falls from the tree, and if it's not eaten, it's gonna rot, you know. But you have to keep the flow going, keep moving, you know. I feel like right now there's a load of rotten apples, if that makes sense, like where they're not moving on to the next stage, the next cycle, not staying within, they're falling behind and falling off, you know, where I feel like it is really speeding up. The human ascension is really speeding up of consciousness and stuff.
The frequency of this planet has been increasing.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important that we do speak out about this stuff, we get other people on board, because we know people who just ignore things, don't face things, they get ill, they create disease in the body. When you don't witness what is and try and make a change, then your body almost turns against itself, you know. And we've spoke, I think we might have done an episode about healing and natural healing and stuff, I'm not sure. If we haven't, we will do that in the future. But again, that's just from not achieving what the soul really came here to achieve, basically. You know, you're not listening to your intuition and you're not following that inner guidance and you're not growing as a human, then obviously that just creates stagnation and decay and unhealthy people, whether that be a mindset or within the physical body, because it all comes together. So even your thoughts, that we know they affect everything, they affect your body, they affect the life around you,
soon I think we'll start to live more holistically, because it's just doesn't make sense, does it?
Mm.
The way we live now, we live like we're machines.
Yeah, where we don't like process feelings, and we don't even acknowledge each other's.
Just cover everything up with medication.
Yeah.
It's weird that not many people question what we're actually doing here, you know, where we come from, like what our true nature is. It doesn't, I just feel like for most people it's just doesn't occur.
Yeah.
To think about it. I don't know.
No, I forget that sometimes. I think, well, with you two so much and we have these conversations, this is what we talk about.
Like, yeah.
Pretty much. And then when you're out there with others and think, wow, you know, there's just nothing like that crosses their mind.
No, and then when you ask them, they're just like, oh, I don't really think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you
and
not?
And then they still don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then, you know, those people, I don't know if they're here for the change. Mm. You know, you do wonder.
Well, yeah, everyone's playing a role, so you have to remember that as well.
Yeah.
And we all have different programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about the dead air today, guys.
I thought you were going to say something.
I feel like I've been talking a lot. Do you not guys have some more anecdotes to add?
Not really. It's kind of that's our understanding.
Yeah, like
we're not masters on the topic. We're still learning.
It's hard to even describe your thoughts about it.
Is anyone
because it's
a
like a more of a knowing, isn't it?
No, that like it's
You wouldn't be here if you were. You'd be ascended. So.
Yeah, and it's also just like how you believe, I guess, as well. And like I think we're pretty, most people would agree on most of what we've said, to be honest, but then there's the
there's a lot of stuff being proven in like science, I guess, just you could say, about consciousness and the fact that nothing exists unless we are
conscious of it.
So it's almost like there's proof that we are the ones projecting it, you know? So I think that more and more people, even if they're not spiritual, will come to the knowing that that's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
Because we've sort of been in the dark for so long. I think more and more people, like from all walks of life, are getting into this as well. So just because you feel like the people who surround you often don't have the same beliefs as you, like you should know people all around the world,
they do, and it's almost like
becoming very spiritual, becoming very aware of their own true nature, which I guess is what we're getting at. That's what we think the soul is.
Yeah, and like obviously you're having an effect on those people that don't know about it or don't care about it,
and
like
maybe they're
your
just
family
playing
or
roles for you that you still need to have certain things play out in your life to get real, like true awareness, you know, because there'll still be things that we are blind to spots.
Well,
to.
I think they're still there to trigger something and make you realize something.
It's a constant evolution.
You will move on from them, people, when it's time.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I do believe nothing is forever, because we're all together forever as souls, you know?
But while you're dealing with something, there is something there for you.
I think there's something to be said about, and I'm not saying that I've mastered it or anything, but definitely there's something to be said about attachment. So I think we all hold, especially to people, very strong attachments, especially with people like parents or partners, you know? It's like you can't, you don't want to imagine life without them.
No.
But
I think that is also part of our true nature.
Yeah.
That we need the connection to survive, right?
Yeah, we need connection,
kind of,
but I think
you
need to,
earlier, I think,
to make it healthy and non-codependent, because you can be just as unhealthy and codependent with your parents as your partner, like with anyone, with friends, with anything. It can be like that. And it's to be that I'm okay whether they're here or not. and they should be okay if I'm here or not, because that's where I think we all do need to get to, because that's like that
it's
is
the
something
non-attachment, but knowing that we do all rely on each other for everything,
and that we're all interdependent. Exactly, we're all very much. Cut off for a second there, guys, sorry. But yeah, we are, we was just saying about how we are interdependent, but at the same time, we need to get to that healthy place of having that non-attachment, you know, knowing, just having that knowing that we all love each other, no matter what, on a soul level. And to just know that on a deep soul level, I don't think you really would have these unhealthy attachments, you know. To know that life is all about experience and change, and those sort of things are only just going to slow your journey right down, you know. So, and I think at the same time is you can almost make more of those relationships when you don't have that like codependent relationship with them.
Fear. People starting to let go of the fear, because it's basically what our whole world runs on, fear. And that's how we are controlled. And that's the way it's been for 15,000 years.
Fear of pain, fear of abandonment, you know.
But we're coming out of that now because frequency is increasing. So that is why more and more people are starting to realise, like, hang on a second, what are we scared of?
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. Like, this is all just bullshit. We've been lied to. You know, everything's upside down. Why don't we change it? Like, why don't we stop thinking inside these boxes? Because that's what the awakening is. It's like becoming aware of our actual true nature, which is multidimensional, is the creator of everything you see and experience. And people are realizing their power, that they actually have power. You know, because so many people feel so powerless, and you know, just completely out of control in life, and it's just not the reality of it. You know, it's just what we've been falsely taught.
Yeah, it's just, it's a real smoke and mirrors world, right? Because you're made to feel like you're so powerless, yet I believe
it's like a sick game
in the universe that we are in. I believe we're possibly one of the most powerful beings. Like, something, the amount of interest there seems to be about our planet, about our beings, about our where we are in consciousness.
How many beings there are here,
exactly,
on the planet
right
now,
all the activity.
Isn't it funny how, like, the population has increased so much to get to this point where everything seems to me now starting to shift, hopefully.
If you've got 8 billion souls on this one planet, you know, then...
I don't know the number, but is that...
It's almost 8 billion, isn't it, people?
I remember a few years ago we struck 7 billion.
I think we're at just over 7.5 billion, but, you know, whatever.
it's a lot.
Round it off to 8. But, you know, it's a lot of souls, a lot of people here. Because they all want to experience this shift we're going through.
Everything's speeding up.
Like, everyone's coming in. They want to know. And if you think, like, back to 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, 30 years ago, we weren't even on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, most of this awakening, but not, like, really rich people, maybe.
Yeah,
in the early 90s.
When would it start?
Young,
but the internet got that's what I mean. Like late 90s, early noughties, the internet was in people's homes. You know, so that's what I mean. Like not even 30 years, Steph. You know, and flipping.
It's weird.
The
internet just like, oh, nothing will ever change. And it's like, but it's completely changed in like 20 years.
The internet has come in, and it is. Sped up information age, you know, so now we are like learning so much more from each other on a spiritual level, you know, because
more and more people are starting to believe we can change, right? Because for so long it's like people have this idea that nothing can change, even though it does, it's the only thing that does. But change. Well, the internet, like, it's the only thing that stays the same as change, you know?
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. That.
But before the internet, all people had was the people in their area, their little village, or the or what they were saying in the newspapers or the magazines, you know?
So that really propelled it.
You didn't hear about flipping, you know, Esther Hicks channeling Abraham over in wherever she's from, America. You know, you had no idea. But unless she went to the bookshop and happened to stumble across her book, which weren't being promoted.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Even be getting published.
Or the book me and Steph are reading right now, Celestine Prophecy, got amazing spiritual insights filled throughout it. And this was released in 89. And yet it was was made famous through passing through hands of friends.
Yeah.
And eventually got picked up by a publisher finally in 95 after thousands of copies had been independently passed around, you know, because people want this information. When they find out, it brings a light, it lights them up inside, because that's what we call resonating. When you resonate with information, you resonate with something that your soul knows to be true, it lights you up inside, and it's like that classic thing, a light bulb goes off. I really believe that comes from the soul. When we know something resonates so hard that we know this is to be true from a deeper level, like you don't even need logic to explain it because it's coming from somewhere else, that's that soul knowing.
Yeah, that's the other, like, another indicator is like when it gives you energy. It's like when you're around people that you're meant to be around, they give you energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You read or watch something that speaks to your soul, yeah, it gives you energy.
So you need to be always almost like you need to be on a path of chasing and where you're getting the energy from. And I feel like then you speed up your whole path here on earth, your journey here on earth. It's the less time you spend in around people or in places that are draining your energy and not giving you energy, even if it's keeping you at a level state, that's not helping you grow. It needs to help you, it needs to give you energy. Yeah, so you're both pulling in. All the people in the room are pulling in energy from source straight into their crown chakra, and they're sharing the energy with the people around who are also doing the same thing. It's when people cut themselves off from source and then they start to drain the people around them because they're just relying on the energy of the people around them, not from above, you know?
And sometimes that requires a, you know, a shitty move on your part.
Yeah.
It may, you know, it doesn't mean, oh, this lights me up, it's my way to go. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
No, the thing that people forget. They're like,
oh, well, then
it's not all happy and smiles. You have to be brave.
Yeah, you have to do that. And it may be, I don't know, leaving your partner.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
your family or friends or jobs or.
Yeah, moving halfway across the world.
Exactly. Like,
you know, it takes big leaps, but then it's just gonna, like you say, propel it, speed it up, faster, and
to make you enjoy life
more. Yeah, it's gonna take you where you need to be, and the payoff will be worth it.
It's like you, when stuff like that comes up, it's like you have this deep, deep knowing that, like, I have to do this. I kind of just know I have to. But you obviously get the ego come in, like, no, you don't.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing? You're going to upset this person. You're going to do this. You're going to fuck up your whole life.
Yeah.
And you just stay right where you are.
That's just selfish.
Yeah. You stay where you are because that's safe.
Yeah.
Be safe. And just remember, guys, that that's the ego mind talking, not the soul. And the soul would always push you towards experiencing more, growing more. Mm. The ego will always hold you back and want to keep you safe. Yeah, so just, I feel like that's a really good way if you're just starting off sort of trying to figure out, like, what's my soul and what's not, you know, you want to gain that connection back with your soul, is you, the soul, it's soft and it's not gonna, like, strike you down with fear. That's the ego or the mind or whatever you want to call it. That's only, that is going to strike you down with fear. The soul, it should first come in like, oh, that feels relieving, you know? I want to move to this country. Oh, it feels relieving. Oh, but then this and that could happen. That afterthought is the ego coming in, like cutting off your soul with all the excuses. Yeah, so that's something I actually find the hardest part of this.
Same.
It's like you wish you could just, you know, it's a flipping ego. You know, it's not even you. It's there in your head, and you almost just think like, why can't I turn it off? You know, it's just annoying me.
Yeah, life would be so much easier.
I know. But, it's still live and running. So I'm not in a place where I can say that ever turns off. But, you know a lot of people say it gets a lot quieter. So the more you work on yourself, the more you connect with the soul, it gets so much quieter, that voice. And I've noticed like a slight difference. I've got a very loud ego.
It's just more aware of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now, I think.
Well, I was thinking I was going to pull a card for the audience to end off this podcast. So did you two, while I'm shuffling, have any more things you wanted to add about the soul? Topic of the soul, the journey of the soul.
No, I think you covered it.
It's really enthusiastic in here today, guys.
It's really cold.
Okay, so I'm pulling from the Queen of the Moon Oracle for you guys, and this is a deck that's been around for ages, so you know I'm a bit behind, but it's a new deck to me, and I just want to see for whoever is listening, hey you out there, little listener, I'm pulling a card for you, and exactly you, not that guy behind you, you. And what do the cards want for you?
Did you say what it was?
Yeah, so who's it by?
Stacey.
DeMarco?
DeMarco, yes. And I believe she did it. Oh, no, she didn't. She's just the author. I remember reading the booklet, actually. It's a different person did the images.
I keep thinking the cover lady's Lana Del Rey.
I know, you're right. Yeah. Proper Lana Del Rey vibes. Well, let's just see. There we go, finally.
It's my card.
It's exactly the same card that's Steph. Steph, are you going to be listening later?
Oh, we're all in disillusionment, guys.
Discernment.
Oh, that was it.
It's a beautiful image of a lady, and her whole face is like clouded over by the moon and clouds, and she's like
that's a good card for the topic.
Yeah,
your discernment will determine your belief at the end of the day, and that's what you need to use in every moment to decide for yourself what your truth is.
Exactly. And what, using the soul, the real,
that is your discernment.
Yeah,
so like tapping into your truth, you know.
She's got the sun
head in the clouds there, so like it's very representative of the episode.
Yeah, and focused on the heart, on, because they do say
that it comes through the heart.
It's through the heart.
Your truth,
exactly. So it's through the heart the soul speaks,
and also your
Solar plexus.
Yeah, well, that's more your human entity, but we won't get into that.
So we can talk about the human entity on another episode, maybe in the future episode. But yeah, so discernment, guys. So
really good card,
it's the perfect card for you after this episode. Go back now and really
discern.
Exactly.
Go discern.
You go, girl. All right, and also just in case you was wondering, the numerology for that card was 1.
It's number 10. Which is really good. You, what do you believe, you know?
Yeah.
Because in this embodiment, you are I, and you can decide from your perspective. That is the whole point. You're this perspective.
And then, you know? I think of the 10 is almost like it's like completing a cycle and beginning a new one.
Exactly. And we're always starting new cycles. So maybe this is a spiritual one.
Exactly, guys. Starting. Start your new cycle, your new spiritual journey, the path to finding your soul. And then let us know how it goes. Send us a message on Insta. It's at Lioness Podcast on Insta. And thanks again for joining us. We appreciate you more than you know. And have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.